Leading the news this morning, the Federal Opposition says the Prime Minister must admit the government's border protection policies are failing. Two boats carrying almost 90 people have arrived at Christmas Island over the past 24 hours. Prime Minister Julia Gillard insists she will pursue the establishment of a regional processing centre. The union representing Telstra employees says it hopes cuts to senior management will open up jobs on the front line. 300 Telstra senior managers are due to be laid off in coming weeks. 30 senior executives were made redundant last night. AFL footballer Jason Ackermanis says he feels gutted about the Western Bulldogs' decision to sack him. The club ended its contract with Ackermanis yesterday, saying he'd breached the trust of his teammates too many times. In today's Herald Sun newspaper, Ackermanis writes he feels stripped of everything he thought was important to a football club. A CSIRO researcher has called on developed countries to limit the amount of food they throw away to help feed the world's growing population. Dr. John Pasciura says 30% of world food production is wasted. He says the waste is mainly food that doesn't meet quality or cosmetic specifications. And the Queensland Cancer Council wants the state government to ban smoking in cars carrying children up to the age of 18. Currently, the law bans smoking in cars with passengers 16 or younger.